We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Inheritances, Part 1. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 8. The one who sows iniquity will reap trouble, and the rod of his fury will end. I have just read from the New English Standard Translation. When Andrew went to college, he became very close friends with Jacob, and they did many things together. One thing Andrew quickly noticed was that Jacob's life wasn't as troubled as his own. For Andrew, everything seemed like a battle. Before gaining admission into the university, he went through spiritual warfare upon warfare. When it was time for his final exams, he observed even more spiritual battles, and he knew that if he wasn't a believer, he wouldn't have survived. When it was time to get a job, Jacob had several great options, but Andrew had to pray and fast for him to secure a job. For Andrew, it appeared that every good thing in his life required spiritual warfare, and it was exhausting. But that was not the case for Jacob. Things always seemed to go smoothly for him. Because of how close they were, Andrew could clearly see that Jacob's life was not characterized by battles the way his was. This led Andrew to seek God in prayer. "Lord, why is everything about my life so difficult and filled with battles? Am I not your child, just like Jacob?" It took time, but the Lord eventually showed him what was truly happening. Andrew's great-grandfather and grandfather were very wicked men who sowed iniquity abundantly. His father became a Christian, but still lived a life marked by battles. On his mother's side, his grandmother was a witch. Andrew came to understand that some of the battles he faced were harvests of the iniquity in his bloodline. He had to fight many battles to enjoy the liberty that Jacob enjoyed without resistance. While Andrew's forefathers sowed wickedness, Jacob's great-grandfather was a missionary who died on the mission field. His grandfather was a minister, and his father was an evangelist. Many things we do today do not only affect our lives, but also the lives of our children and their children. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children. This inheritance is the spiritual substance of the blessing. But there are those who leave behind an inheritance of trouble. Go into today remembering that if you are in Christ, you are brought out of trouble and into the blessing of Abraham. You lay hold of this inheritance by grace through faith. Even if you must fight battles, remember that victory is yours in Christ. Be diligent to disconnect yourself from every generational iniquity so that generational troubles will have no place in your life. Prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for redeeming me through Christ and bringing me into the blessing of Abraham. Today, I renounce every generational iniquity and declare that its harvest has no authority over my life. Help me to walk in your truth, sow righteousness, and leave a legacy of blessing for those who come after me. Strengthen me in every battle, and let your victory be evident in my life. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Acts 13 to 14. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible.
You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. StreamGlobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.